love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run, whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're getting ready for that local 5 or 10K, join Sean and Jason, two average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us here again on the Average Runner Podcast. Now we are doing a normal episode. Jason's here with me. The last two were a couple mini episodes that I did by myself because it's just a little tough sometimes to get together and record. But we just finished a race, so we're here afterwards and thought we'd hit out an episode. But before we get into that, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, well, you know, I feel good to be back on the broadcasting circuit here.
Well, so, it's good to have you back.
We're live in studio.
We are live in studio. So we haven't recorded one. Well, I kind of mentioned it in the Ocean City shortcast that we did actually record an episode, but there were some issues on my end with some of my hardware. And so I had to scrap that one. So we did record, but it is nice to actually have someone else here to kind of talk some running with. But talking about vacation, we went to Ocean City, New Jersey, and you and your family went with us. So what is your quick overall of Ocean City? Because it was your first time.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was awesome. I look forward to going again sometime. I mean, we lucked out with the weather. The weather was great. You know, we hung out on the beach. I can honestly say more than I've hung out on a beach before. You know, I'm not really a beach person, but I think this one worked out well. I kind of let my hair down, you know, the remaining hair I have left anyway, and just kind of enjoyed myself and took a real vacation for once, you know, and we didn't run around and try to jam too many things in. But we did manage to get a few runs in on a couple of the mornings.
Yeah. And like you said, it was more of a relaxing vacation. Really, the only things that we did where we had to pack everybody up was going to the boardwalk twice. And then there was one day where my family went to visit my wife's family, and you guys went to the, we call them the Rocky Stairs.
But yeah, we took a trip into to Philadelphia, and my son is, as well as all of us, we are huge Rocky fans. So we went to the Philadelphia Art Museum, where the quote Rocky Stairs are, and the statue of him is out front. So we made it a point to take my son there and run the stairs and take some pictures with the statue. And then we went inside the art museum for a while. So it was a pretty good little day trip.
And did you run up the stairs?
Oh, yeah. We all ran up the stairs.
Yeah, that's cool. And there was probably like a ton of people there, right?
Oh, yeah, it was packed. I mean, there was a line to see the statue and take photos. And then there was just, I mean, nonstop people running up and down the stairs. Yeah. You know, it was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome, man. And like you said, we other than that, we really didn't do a lot of running around. We did take some runs, and that was one of the things I put in the original shortcast I did in Ocean City, where I took a little run and recorded by the beach. And I kind of had the question, just to listeners, if you run on vacation, because there's kind of like, I guess there's people like me. Not that I felt like I had to run, but I just like running there. So I wanted to run, and I think I hit almost every day. I think I might have hit 5 out of 7 days. Now, you have kind of a different mindset, right?
Well, you know, my mindset was I'm on vacation. I don't want to run as much as I would run at home, but I actually kind of had something else going on. My knees have been bothering me for some time, and that week, for some reason, was particularly hard.
Right. Well, that's kind of a good area to kind of transition. I mean, vacation was awesome, and like I said, I didn't feel like I had to do it. I love Ocean City, New Jersey. I love running down there. Now, I looked forward to running on the beach, and I had been talking to you about it, but I had some issues. So I only ran the beach by myself for a little bit, and then with you, just so we kind of had to like run the beach. But for the most part, I ran in the neighborhoods because I as well have been having some issues, but why don't you kind of, like I said, we'll transition into that. We were going to talk about how things have actually been going with us since the last time we recorded. What's been your kind of like ailment?
My ongoing ailment are my knees. It seems kind of a touch and go thing. Some days are better than others. Sometimes I can run and not have an ounce of pain, or other times there is. So, you know, I'm one of those people that kind of self-diagnoses things before I do the worst case scenario and go to a doctor. So I'm kind of,
I think that's, to be honest, just from things I read in other podcasts, I think that is actually just probably normal people in general, but as more so runners, I think we all kind of think we're just sore.
Yeah.
And self-diagnose.
So yeah, you think maybe a couple times, take a couple days off, it'll go away. But you know, this hasn't been the case. So I've been trying to, you know, read up on a little bit, and then, you know, come to find out, I really think it all comes back to stretching and core strength. I mean, I've read different articles where they say, you know, your hips are bothering you because you have bad knees. And then I read a different article that says your knees are bothering you because you have bad hips, which is all from your core. So, you know, I've been trying to figure it out. And like I said, I've been doing all kinds of different stretching. And I think it really comes down to a stretching routine, at least for me at this point.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, as far as this podcast goes, we never tried. Our intention isn't to say what everyone has to do. It's really what this is all to kind of document how things go for us and what is best for us. And maybe somebody can take something from it and it helps them. But you admit it to me. I don't know. Sometimes I have trouble remembering what we talk about on the show, and we're only a couple episodes in, but you had told me that you were kind of a open up the front door and go kind of guy. And I was more of, well, I got to stretch. But even that, I mean, I'll kind of get into that. I wasn't a huge person to stretch. I wasn't stretching a lot. But I mean, is it helping you?
It is helping me, but I still have the problem where there's a day where I won't stretch. You know, and then the next day I'll go out running and I'll...
But why is that?
Just timing, or? You know, it just escapes me to do it that day. I'll just get going on so many other things, whether it's work or doing stuff with my son or, you know, I just forget to fit it in.
Right.
You know? But I will tell you, I do notice a difference when I fit in stretching a few days in a row. You know, it's really quite amazing. And like I said before, like you just mentioned, before I wasn't a stretch and run kind of guy. I was wake up, shoes on, out the front door, running already at pace.
Right.
You know, and now I'm slowly doing more and more stretching before I go out to run. And
what about after?
And not static stretching, dynamic stretching.
Right. And then how about afterwards? And I mean, that's just as important as well.
Yes. I've increased slowly what I do afterwards. So
do you think then this is kind of like just something that, now that you're trying to incorporate more stretching, like you said, more dynamic stretching where there's movement and then the static afterwards, is this something you think you're going to try to give a little more time to see if it starts really improving your knee? And then if it's not, if you don't see the improvement you think, either going to see whether it's a therapist or your family doctor.
Yeah, if the stretching doesn't prove to do anything, I'm definitely going to have to go get it looked at. But...
Well, we're guys and we don't like to go to the doctor anyways. Yeah. You know, I know that for me. So, well, hopefully, you know, that starts helping you and you see some more improvement there, because it does. That running with discomfort sucks. And that's kind of the boat I have been in since. And it's weird. It kind of hit me after the marathon, although I was kind of slowly getting back into running. But I was having different knee issues. Again, I was having some hip issues and some lower back issues all on my right side. So it was really hindering any kind of mileage increase for me. And even just short runs. I mean, I would, the first couple, you know, maybe even like say the first 15 yards, I was kind of not in pain, but I could feel it in my back and my lower back. And it would take a little while to warm up, and then I would feel okay for a bit. So I was having some issues, and like you, I was self-diagnosing, but to be honest, not really doing much about it. And I knew, because I know for a fact, I know I've talked about it on here, that I needed to start doing some strength training. And that's one of the big things you'll see and hear is that runners, a lot of times we just run and we don't focus on strength. So I knew I needed to do that. So finally, after complaining about it and self-diagnosing, my wife's like, just go to the doctor or do something. And there's a sports physical therapist right around the corner, called, made an appointment. So I went there for the past month. So I had like 8 visits. And, you know, I told them what I did. I ran the marathon. I told them what has been bothering me. My knee issue was more, it was a weird tightness behind my knee. It wasn't so much as a pain, although sometimes it would bother me on the side. Long story short, it was core. It was totally core issue. My right side was suffering from just a weak core. And, you know, as much as I tried to focus on form and everything, you know, the more mileage you start putting on, the more fatigued you start getting, and then you start losing that proper form and stuff like that. So the therapist pretty much thought, you know, and I know I got tired during it, that I probably suffered, my form suffered, and with the weaker core and being the main factor in it, that's what resulted in it. So I've been going and doing on my own a whole string of core strengthening, and it's working. I mean, I feel probably 85 to 90% better than I did when I first walked into the therapist office.
That's awesome.
It is. I mean, I'm so happy. I got clearance from my therapist last week to start increasing mileage. She really was like, look, just slow down on the mileage increase. You know, don't try not to get over 10, try not to go out. And if you're feeling it, don't push it, you know? So I tried listening and I did listen. It's showing a difference. And, you know, it's just that thing, the more you do something and focus on it and not expect instant results, if you keep at it, it pays off.
And that's, you know, that's actually the problem with today's society. Everyone wants instantaneous results, whether it's weight loss or strength when you're weight training. You know, everyone wants everything instantly.
Yep. I mean,
look at your phones. Everyone's popping on there, pushing the buttons, and instant results.
Yeah, it relates into everything in life just about.
Yeah.
And this was another thing. But, you know, I've noticed with since November, changing my eating habits, that has totally paid off for me. It took some time, but totally paid off. My running has been paying off. And just 8 weeks of going to, 4 weeks of doing the strength training. I mean, obviously I still need improvement and they know that, but I kind of was released to do this on my own. And if I have problems, I'll go back. But, you know, it's another 40 minutes I have to put into my day where I'm, you know, exercising. But the fact that I'm seeing a payoff and feeling the way I am now, I mean, Jay, I was like, I got to a point where, and I don't know if I talked to you about this, but I thought the marathon was it. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to be running distance anymore. You know, I have a goal of a 50K probably next year. And I thought that's done. That's not going to happen. So now I'm seeing, all right, if I put in the work, just like running and speed training or distance, you know, you put in the work and do it, it'll pay off. So, so I'm feeling better. So that's kind of what has been up with us for the past, what, month and a half, 2 months, right? I mean, it's been a while. I think the Buffalo Marathon recap was the last show that we did, that we produced out. So, so hopefully the two of us, you know, keep doing what we're doing, stretching. That's the other thing. I've increased my pre-run stretch with dynamic stretching and even my post. So everything is just taking a lot longer. But it's like we talked about before, you know, that's why I get up at 4:15 in the morning now and to get this stuff done.
Wow. You're beating me, man.
Yeah, I have to go to work earlier than you.
Yeah. But I've been getting up at about 10 to 5 for the past 3-4 years. So.
Yeah. Why I've been getting
4:15, that takes the cake.
Well, I have to get up and, you know, I have dogs, I got to feed the dogs and do that and then get dressed. So, one of the things that helps me is I have a running bag and I have everything in there. So I just get up, grab it, go downstairs and everything I need is in it. So if I had to dig around for things, it would make it a lot harder. So, I know you kind of laughed at me on vacation for that, but it works for me. So, so with all of this going on, we had our first 5K today for you and I together since April. I ran one in mid-May before the marathon and it sucked. It was an afternoon race and it was just, I did not enjoy it. I like running in the morning. But so we ran today, we ran the St. Amelia's. It was like a Christmas in July race, 5K. And we both did really, really well. It was, what did you think of today's performance for yourself?
It was my second fastest 5K in, you know, 2 years. So I'm pretty happy. I wanted to come in a little faster, but, you know, I'm finally getting back to my normal time, we'll say, you know.
Right. But I think, especially with what you've been, you know, we were just talking about what you were going through, I think that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact we haven't had a race since April.
Yeah, no, it felt good to race again and get out there amongst other runners and just,
right,
just deal with that. You know, I really enjoy it.
So what was your time, or do you remember what your PR is before this, like your best time before this was?
My best time was actually a couple of years ago. It was, I think, 26:40.
Okay. And what about today?
And today I came in at 27:26. So I'm within, you know, 40 seconds or so of breaking my PR, which is good for me. I'm stoked about that. I mean,
right. Yeah. And you should be. And like I said, I mean, the fact that you've been dealing with some issues with your knees and even your back, I know you didn't really talk about that, but you've been having, like, you know, some lower back issues, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that is not something we weren't recording at the time, but I mean, we've been running together for a few years now. And that's not something that was really affecting you back then.
Right. I think that's actually come into play now that I'm running more. You know,
right. Running more and running so long of just open the door
running more, running more distance, and then not doing the proper warm up before running. It's finally catching up to me is what I think is going on.
Right. So yeah, I mean, awesome run today. I was a little concerned at the end because I knew you were having knee issues, and I was like, man, I hope his knee doesn't blow out.
This race, my knees felt great. No problems at all. Now, what about you? What did you think of the course today?
Well, the course was nice. It was pretty. It was an out and back, a couple turns, but that's it. And it's right in my neighborhood, so that made it even better. But I did really well today. I was really stoked. I got a new PR today. I came in at 20:50, got second. Thank you. And I got second place in my age group. 40 to 45 or 40 to 44? Something. I forget how they break it down. I think it's
40 to 44.
All right. And it's somewhere in there. Yeah.
Then I think it's 45 to 49 would be the next one.
Right. It was funny. We were talking afterwards on the way to the car about how much running is mental as well as the physical. Because I told you that before mile one, I was like, this is horrible. I want it to end. It would, you know, and the other thing we talked about is, you know, obviously, you guys listening probably will understand where we're coming from because you're runners, but non-runners would be like, well, why are you doing it? Like, if it sucks right. so bad and it hurts so bad, like, why are you running it? But that's all part of it. It's that mental challenge. Because I told you, like, there was 3 points earlier in the race where I was just like, I'm just going to get off the throttle and just throw this one out. You know what I mean? And, it's that mental game you have to get over is just as much as important as moving your legs and you know what I mean? And you're breathing. It's just getting yourself to not, it's like you have, you know, the little angels on your shoulder. You got the, you know, you got the good angel, you got the devil on one shoulder telling you just. Slow down. You know?
Man, what are you doing to yourself?
And, you know, this is why we like doing these 5K. Yeah, all the distance that we do for races is, you know, you're competing obviously with everyone there, but also with yourself. That's what a big part of it is to me is, can I get through that part of the race, you know, where I want to just kind of ease up or do I want to push it, you know? And today was one of those days where I had to push it and it paid off. You know, I came around the last turn and I was coming up to the finish line with the time. And a lot of times, most of the time at the end, I try to give it that extra kick, right. You know, really burn it in. But that was where I kind of gave in for a second until I could see the time. And I don't know for sure. I believe my last, personal best, I think it was 21:37, maybe something around there.
Okay, yeah.
So when I came up to that thing and I saw 20 at that time, it was like 20:34 or 20:40, somewhere around there. That's where I dug and found that little burst. Cause I was like, I am coming in under 21 and I just made it. I was so happy. And even getting second place in age, I was super stoked about that. The guy who got first, I think he got me by like 30 or some seconds, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was with them most of the time, but, and I had a feeling, cause I've seen him, you see a lot of the same people at races. I had a feeling he was in the age group and I tried to stay with him, but towards the end, he just started pulling away a little bit. But you know, I'm completely happy with it. But what do you, so what is your thoughts as far as like the mental to physical aspect of running in general, or even just at a race?
Well, for me, the mental part definitely is an issue at a race, because, you know, when you're training, at least when I'm training, you know, I feel the mental issue is less, because you're out there, you're going to finish your distance, you're going to get back home, and then you're going to do your routine for the rest of the day, go to work or whatever you're going to do. So you're just training to train, get your miles in, you know, get some calorie burn and stuff. But then when you're in a race, the mental issue is, okay, you want to push yourself because you want to strive for a PR, you know?
Right.
And then while you're pushing yourself, it's harder than when you're training. So then your mind's telling you, well, what are you doing? You don't train like this.
Right.
You should maybe ease off. And you know, so your mind's trying to get the best of you.
Or maybe it's just us. Maybe it's because we're getting older.
That could be.
But whatever it is, it definitely adds another aspect to the race that's fun. It's another challenge. Other than just trying to do the physical part of the race. And, you know, when you're out taking your normal runs, even if it's you're trying to run a good 5K pace, it's so easy to just back off and tell yourself, well, it's just a run. It's just a training run, you know. But yeah. In a 5K, it's like today I had to tell myself, like, I've been waiting weeks for this, like really looking forward to this race, you know, don't give up. So anyways, but yeah, it was great. It was a real good time. A couple of guys that we got to meet in person that we follow and, you know, friends on Strava. We use the Strava running app, which is really awesome. We used to use Runkeeper a lot. And we're actually going to do an episode on some running apps, so I don't want to get too much into it. But Strava is really cool, and it's got a really good social kind of aspect to it, kind of Facebooky in a sense, where you can, where you follow people and you share your runs and an activity feed.
You can post a photo with it, you know, and that's kind of nice.
And comment. And I mean, I've had some conversations with both these guys, Bill and Glenn, they're brothers. And so it was kind of cool meeting them in person. Really cool guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
It was really nice to meet them. Before the race and before we even met up with them, you and I took just a little short warm-up run, which we like to do a little shorter than I liked. But we were, and it was my fault, we were running a little bit behind. Things were a little hectic at my house today, so we got to the race a little bit early. The plan originally was to just go out my front door. That's how close we live, but we ended up driving. But after the race was done, you know, we all kind of stood around and talked, and then we did a cool down, which is something we never do, is a cool down run with Bill and Glenn. And that was, I liked that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fine.
You know, so just threw in another little part to when we do these races and stuff. And it's probably smart. I mean, I see a lot of people do it. We just never generally do it. And I didn't get a lot of good post stretching in. I did a little bit, but, so the cool down run was pretty cool. And just talking with the guys, you know, they've both ran the Buffalo Marathon when I did. They ran the Grand Island,
half
marathon this year. So, and I finished around the same time, I believe, as Glenn. He was looking at it online. So, it was really cool to meet those guys. Hopefully we can hook up with them and at some more races. And, you know, it was fun. And actually Bill got second place in his age group, I believe 30 to 34, maybe, I think it was. He's a little younger than us. I think it was that. Maybe it was 34 to 39 or something like that. But, I think it was 30 to 34, but yeah, so he got second place. So overall, in general, it was just a good time today, man. I mean, I'm really glad that we signed up for this one.
Yeah, it turned out well. It's a beautiful day right now. I got a little nervous this morning when we got up because it was pouring.
Yeah,
pouring out. You know, fully cloudy sky. You know, and now it's sun. The sun's out. It's humid.
Yeah, it was the same thing. I got up this morning at about 5:30 and it was like 62 degrees, but it was like a breeze, and that was that little storm rolling in. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be great weather. It's, you know, it's nice and cool. And then it downpoured, and then that went out and the sun came and the humidity was hanging there, which has been, it's just been atrocious, the humidity lately.
Oh man, and it is hard. For those of you that run, you know, it's hard to run in humidity.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter what time, because I mean, for the past few weeks, I mean, obviously I'm getting up early running, but I'm running in like, sometimes the one time I went, it was 58 degrees out,
but
and I was drenched.
Humid. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was
it's
like,
amazing,
gosh,
how that works.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, but I mean, on Facebook, on Google+, you see everyone just posting how horrible the humidity is in running. But, the thing I like about like Strava and mainly Google Plus has got a really great running community over there is it's just real supportive people, and just seeing those people out running when you don't want to go out and run and you see everyone posting how they didn't want to get out and run, but they did.
Right. That gives you the motivation to get out and run. You know?
It pushes you, you know, to get out because they're thinking the same thing, but they did it. So I love the social aspect of running in that way, and just generally just good people. So this one definitely you think we'll put in our rotation next year?
Definitely. Yeah. I like this race a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually took one out that we did last year because they moved it from a morning race to an afternoon race. And I told Jason, like I'm not doing afternoon races anymore. It's just too hot. And after working all day, it's just, I don't like them. So I think we're just basically replacing last year's,
it was the Canal Fest.
Canal Fest, yeah. Which was this week. We replaced it with this one. I think this was a really good race. It was real flat, fast. It was awesome. So very cool. And then the last thing I want to talk about, which, it's been a while, but is this, we got a little product to review. I was contacted by a couple guys who have a company called Cordal, and really what it is, it's a little tiny, tiny little plastic, earbud holder. And what the idea of it is that it keeps your earbuds from getting tangled. You know, you throw them in your bag, your pocket, wherever, you just throw them anywhere. They always seem to come out a big, like, bird's nest of wires.
Yeah. Then this thing, you know, it's tiny. It's, what is it, the size of a dime or something like that? Yeah. You know, and it has like three, well, it has like two grooves in it, and then one on the other end, there's a clip.
Kind of a clip. You kind of weave it.
You weave the cord through, you weave the headphone end of your earbuds through. And then the two slots are for your earbuds.
Yeah, the cords of your earbuds. Yeah.
Yeah, you clip those in there, and then it just keeps them separate so that you can roll them up and jam them in your bag or a pocket, and they won't tangle on themselves to tie into a knot. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I've been using them since I got them. I really like the product. I like I said, I have a running bag, and I just throw them in there. And whenever I pull them out, they're completely tangle free. I mean, they sent us a bunch of trial ones just to try out. I have one. My wife has one. I gave one to you and your wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like we're getting paid to be like, oh, they're great. But I mean, for something so simple, and I want to say they're like maybe, they're a couple bucks. Or you can get like they call it a rainbow pack where you get five of them, all different colors. So what do you think? I mean, what is your opinion on them?
I would recommend them. You know, I kind of wish I would have seen them before now. You know, I could have used them years ago.
Yeah.
You know, going to the gym and stuff. But, you know, now that I have it, yeah, I like them.
See, I've always used before this, I have a bunch of like Altoid tins, and I would put them in an Altoid tin and then just throw them in my bag. And even that, if they sat around enough.
Yeah, but now you have that tin that you got to worry about, you know?
Yeah. So, This is, I like them. I really do. Now, one thing is, I wouldn't say they're specific to runners. It's not specifically running gear. But a lot of us runners use earbuds, but anybody could use them. I mean, if you're just a commuter or something, just to keep your earbuds tangle free, because you could put them in this cordal, throw them in your pocket, and you're still going to, you know, pull them out and be pretty much, they're going to be tangle free.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we agree to give it, I guess, two thumbs up as far as Cordal goes. I'll have a picture of them in the show notes, as well as a link to the website where you can buy them. But they're fairly inexpensive, and just a cool little idea. So thanks.
So thanks, Cordal.
Yeah, thanks to Cordal for sending us some review pairs, and we're definitely going to continue using them. So I think that's going to pretty much wrap up this episode. I don't know what we actually have going on. I've been looking at the running calendar. It was kind of, again, because we were a little banged up, I wasn't really looking at the calendar further than this, you know, to see what we have coming up.
Yeah, right.
So I know there's a half marathon, but I don't think that's till September. I'm not really sure. So I guess it's just going to be more strength training for me. I think you said earlier that you're going to try to maybe do some more of that before the race. You were talking about that, maybe some more core or something.
Yeah. Continue core stuff, continue stretching.
Yeah. And just trying to now for me, just trying to maybe increase my mileage a little bit more. I think I just did 11 miles, I think, last weekend. And that was my longest distance since the marathon back in Memorial Day weekend. So that's the plan for me. Hopefully we'll have a race coming up, but I gotta look again. I think we're done for July, although it's pretty much the end anyways. There might be something in August in Lewiston. So
Peach Festival coming up?
Yeah, I think that's the end of August. Or it's the beginning of September, no, I'm not sure.
I didn't do that one last year. Or was it the year before?
I think it was the year before you didn't do it. You did it last year.
I like that one.
This will be the third time. It's
got a little bit of a elevation change in it.
It does, especially at the end.
When you don't want it.
when you don't want it. And then it has a little bit of a drop right after that, about 100 yards after that you drop. But I'm so beat by then. That 5K for the past few years has really kicked my butt. So it is kind of a challenge to maybe, I mean, I don't even come close, I don't think, to even get an age group for some reason at that race. There's a lot of fast people there. So who knows? Maybe this year, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. Thanks everybody who has, sent us emails. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that. You can send it to theaveragerunnerpodcast@gmail.com. We appreciate all the emails and we'll probably address some of them at some point. It's just, it's been so long. We had a couple of things we wanted to talk about, but, thank you for that. If you enjoy the show, if you could, leave us a review on iTunes, we'd really appreciate that. That's just, just makes it so iTunes, when you search out running podcasts or something, will kind of show up. The more ratings that you have, the higher you show up, so more people can find the show. And as far as that goes, again, if you like what we're, you like the show and everything, please, share it on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Just so we can, more people can find the show. That would be great. But
yeah, and look for us on Strava.
Yeah, Strava, exactly. We're on there. We've picked up some people that are on Strava as well. So that's kind of cool. It's nice to watch how everyone's progressing in the running and commenting. There's a thing I think it's called kudos. You can get someone that kudos, right? A thumbs up on a run. It's cool. It's cool to know people are watching and you're watching other people and encouraging them. Especially on a good run or whatever. So definitely check us out on Strava. And that's it. That's going to wrap this up, man, unless you got anything else.
No, I'm good. Until next time, guys. Everyone stay running.
That's right. Thanks for listening, guys.